Our next speaker is Professor Antonia Arnaert, who is Associate Professor at the School of Nursing, an Associate Member of the Department of Oncology, and a faculty member of the McGill Programs in Whole Person Care. Her research focuses on the use of e-health to deliver whole person care to palliative patients and their families living in rural and remote areas, and to train nurses regarding whole person palliative care using e-learning tools. Her presentation is on the development of an online multi-module elective telehealth course for nurses.
Thank you. Good evening. My colleague Dr. Martial Beaulieu and I are in the process of developing an online multimodal telehealth course for nurses. But what is telehealth nursing? It embraces all patient client-centered form of nursing practice, including the provision of education and information through all different or using all different kind of information and communication technologies. But what are the benefits of telehealth nursing? Evidence has shown that it reduces professional isolation in rural and remote communities. It saves travel time and it's more cost effective. It improves work efficiency. It reduces waiting time in emergency rooms for patients and increases as well the interaction between a nurse and a patient in a virtual environment. In our previous project, our former project funded by Health Canada, our small team investigated the competences needed for nurses to provide telehealth services. And yes, they need the general skills. Yes, as any other nurse, they need to have good assessment skills and good critical thinking skills. But they need more, yeah? For example, adaptive practice. That's, for example, it's a sense of telepresence. How do you create that sense of connectivity, yeah, when your patient, when a patient and a nurse is on different locations or in different locations? So how do you, that sense of presence, yeah? Because we nurses, we want to touch, yeah? Through an environment, in virtual environment, you cannot do that. So how do you create that sense of telepresence? Other skills are marketing, networking, and as well the technological know-how. I just saw in a survey in the US and the UK who said that nurses, yeah, are still fear to use the technologies. Yes, they know the benefits of telehealth, yeah? And they know that it can increase and improve the healthcare for the patients, but there's still that fear. If something happens, what do I need to do? So nurses need to learn the technology, they need to learn the software, they need to know all the devices, and they also need to know how to troubleshoot all the different issues. What is the current state in Canada? Yes, we provide telehealth nursing, and nurses, they do it. They have done it for years using the phone, yeah? But what is important is that they have learned it by trial and error. Yeah? They have learned it by themselves. Now I think it's a time to develop an educational program that nurses can learn these competences in order to deliver safe and holistic care through these kind of mediums. What is our purpose? Our goal is to develop 6 online interactive multimedia modules to introduce nursing students to the interface between technology and healthcare delivery, and the competences required to provide safe and holistic care remotely. But in fact, our ultimate goal is to provide an online course for nursing professional development. So what our aim is really to use this course in order for continuing education purposes. So what are the characteristics of the course? It is a blended course, meaning that we will do classroom activities and as well online activities. We will start in January 2014, and we will start with a group of 30 McGill nursing students. Why 30? Well, Marcia and I have discussed that a lot, and we have consulted with other experts who have developed online courses, for example, for pain in the School of OT and PT, and they say 30-40, start with 30-40, yeah? Because you need to see how it goes, and you will learn along the way, yeah? So we will start with 30 students, and our aim is to do it as a pilot and to evaluate at the same time the processes of delivering the course and as well the learning outcomes. Who are our partners? We will partner together or with the McGill University Health Center because they have the mandate to provide telemedicine consultations. With Université de Montréal, because they have the mandate to provide telehome care in their region, and as well the Ruis-Sherbrooke, because they are working very hard on their tele-wound care program. We have already developed a public website. It is linked with the McGill website, so it is telehealth-nursing.ca. It's not yet online. It will come soon. We just need to do a few modifications. It will be linked with the My Courses. And so we are now in the process because, you know, we need to have approval from different levels within McGill. We are in the process of doing that, and we are as well working very hard on the content in order to be ready by January 2014. So it's all about, we have done discussions with patients, we have discussions with experts as well, with patients, and with the people from ICS. We are going to different sites to tape, you know, different telehealth sites and where nurses provide telehealth services. For example, we went to Citroën Point de Lille, and we taped the nurse providing telehealth, telemonitoring services. So what are the modules? We have six modules. The first module is about telehealth nursing practice. Is we will provide an overview about how telehealth has evolved nationally and internationally. We will examine nurse-patient relationship, how the nurse collaborate with other healthcare providers, and as well how nursing care is delivered in a virtual environment. Our second module is about the nursing services, the nursing interventions, and we will try to give examples from home care, community care, telewound care, ostomy care, telemedicine consultation, and etc. So we will provide students with a range of opportunities. The third one is about the technologies itself. So we would like to provide the students with an overview about current and future telehealth technologies regarding communication system, networking system, diagnostic tools, peripherals. So that's all part of the third module, telehealth technologies. The fourth one is about management and organization. And we work together with the MUHC, the Ruis MUHC, because they will help us with us developing the ethical, economic, organizational issues in order to successfully implement such a telehealth service delivery program. And the last module, it's about hands-on care and as well site visits. So we find as well it extremely important that the nurses are exposed, yeah, to a telehealth site, that they know what it is, so we will give them practical and as well observational experience in order that they are good telehealth nurses or our telehealth nurses of the future. Thank you.
Excuse me, could you tell us if it was a bilingual or a multilingual service for the nurses? Thank you.
I have another question.
There's another one.
Yeah, and sorry, I just was wondering, this is a very interesting project, how you are planning to evaluate it? Because are you going to have an evaluation component?
Yes, exactly. So that's part of the pilot project. So we will evaluate all the process and as well specific learning outcomes. Okay. In January 2014 when we start with the course.
Okay. Yeah, because I think the what is important is to actually prepare the evaluation as you actually develop the module, so it's actually totally integrated.
Excellent, yes. So we will do it first in English, and hopefully we will do further in French. Thank you.